You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, let's talk about police conduct. If you've been reading the news this weekend, you may have noticed a number of articles looking into misuse of the police database. Documents revealed by an Official Information Act request found that cases in which back office police staff had misused the police's database had increased over the past 3 years, from 2 complaints being upheld in 2018 to 12 in 2020. In total, over the past 3 years, RNZ has reported a total of 146 investigations, with just over half being upheld. One of the most famous cases in recent memory involved a cop selling information to an organized criminal group for which he was convicted in 2019. The point of all this is to address that the National Intelligence Application, or NIA, used by police is often at the center of controversy. There are 2 main issues to address here. First is that police staff with access to the NIA are, evidently, not appropriately trained or supervised in their usage of the resource. And second is just how much info is accessible through this system. So let's talk about just what information can be accessed through the NIA. In 2019, the Otago Daily Times did some outstanding reporting on this topic, noting that roughly 40% of New Zealanders are included within the database, and likely don't even know about it. As of April 2019, the National Intelligence Application included the names and information of 1,988,963 people. Each person included within the database is flagged with some sort of alert, sometimes several, that detail a piece of information relevant to the police. It's these alerts that get you put into the database, sometimes temporarily and sometimes indefinitely. What a lot of people aren't aware of is just what you can get alerts for. The most common of these is the vetting monitor alert, which had been placed on 570,000 people at the time of the ODT report. This alert indicates that these people have had their criminal history checked by the police vetting service. The second most frequent alert is for people who have had their driver's license cancelled, which had been placed on 430,000 people as of 2019. The third most common flag was for involvement with family violence cases. The important thing to note here is that the flag isn't exclusively applied to perpetrators of these crimes, but to victims and witnesses as well, with 295,000 people appearing with the flag in 2019. The majority of these alerts expire within a couple of months or a couple of years. For example, the missing person alert expires, as you'd expect, when the person is found, while the previously mentioned family violence involvement alert expires within about 2 years. However, some alerts are indefinite, such as alerts for firearm possession and suicidal tendency. There are 126 alerts in total, with alerts for individuals, as I described, as well as locations, organizations, and vehicles. One of my favorite flags was for locations that contain quote-unquote booby traps, which I just thought provided a little bit of relief to what is otherwise a pretty serious topic. Anyway, this is to say that the information included within the NIA is pretty extensive, as well as quite sensitive. The NIA contains a database of homes that contain family violence alarms, which aren't disclosed to their partners, for obvious reasons, as well as information about organized crime groups, and possibly most alarming of all, a list of people who have tested positive for HIV or AIDS. A lot of people have argued that the level of information accessible to police is excessive and at worst invasive. In particular, people living with HIV already face a lot of social stigma and were quite alarmed to learn that this stigma extended to the justice system as well. Having HIV is not a crime, though this flag within the NIA suggests that people living with HIV or AIDS pose an inherently greater criminal risk than those without, which is ridiculous for a whole host of reasons that I shouldn't need to explain. This is the level of information that is at the fingertips of police staff, and with the number of misuse cases rising, there is genuine cause for concern about where this information could end up. The Privacy Act allows private citizens to order police to disclose the alerts placed on them as long as they provide sufficient identification. If this is something you're concerned about, you can fill out an online request form or do so in person at your nearest police station. This would allow you to know what information is kept in your file on the NIA, but it's unclear what course of action you could take if you're unhappy with what you find. Even still, if this is of concern to you, I would encourage you to act either by contacting the police themselves or by making your voice heard by those with the power to implement change. So your local MPs, activist groups, or anybody who will listen. Ngā mihi, cheers for tuning in to The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.